Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Chasing the Shadows, Sentinels of the Galaxy, Book 2. Written by Maria V. Snyder and read by Alice Barrington. The dedication reads, For Michelle Mioff Herring and Cupboard Maker Books, keep living the dream. Chapter 1, 25-22, 190. You're dead, Elise says, as she presses her forearm against my neck, cutting off my air. With no breath to speak, I slap my hand down on the mat, hard. Probably harder than needed to concede the match, but give me a break. At least this time, I didn't panic. Elise rolls off me, and I remain prone on my back, gasping. The odor of hot sweat mixed with the funk of feet is a fine perfume to my starved lungs. I'm already well acquainted with the view of the bland cream-colored ceiling above the training room, and it's only been 8 days since my funeral. Yes, you heard that right. I officially died. Killed by my ex-friend Jaren, the murdering looter, for about a minute before the good Dr. Edwards revived me. The funeral was to say goodbye to Lyra Tian Daniels and hello to Aura Yinhexi Lawrence, my snazzy new name. But I've gone almost 18 actual years being called Lyra, so it's gonna take me quite a while to get used to it. With a groan, I push up to a sitting position. Muscles unused to such activity ache in protest. Elise stands next to me. Her chestnut-colored skin contrasts nicely with her white, still very clean and dry, training uniform. Not a single short brown curl is out of place on her head. Unlike me, most of my long hair has sprung from its braid. Black strands stick to the side of my face, which, despite my olive-colored skin, is probably dark red from exertion. And let's just say I'm damp in places better left unmentioned. Ugh. Around us, a couple other off-duty security officers spar. Their grunts echo off the walls, two of which are covered in floor-to-ceiling mirrors. Yep, my face is red. Along the opposite side is a row of workout equipment. Bendix lifts weights. Figures. The muscular guy is about as wide as he's tall. Elise says she can toss his fat ass across the room, despite the fact she's 177 centimeters tall, about 10 more than me, and is lean. After 7 days of working with her, I now believe she can do anything. What went wrong? She asks me. I consider the fight. I blocked too wide, leaving my solar plexus unguarded. Rubbing my stomach, I remember her jab. Not too hard, as this is training after all. Distracted with the need to breathe, I allowed you to get too close and you took me down. Yep, classic rookie mistake. All right, on your feet, recruit. Let's try again.